That's 30 seconds.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Vapes. Today we have two special guests, our panel, Natalie, and our expert, Tristan. Oh, we have our first caller. And what's your question?
My question is, what effects can vaping do to your body?
The most I know, the hotter a vape liquid gets, the effects are harsher on the human cells. Students as young as 12 or 13 are more likely to vape now than to smoke. E-cigarette use grew about 900% among high school students between 2011 and 2015. Some new data shows that e-cig vapor could contain cancer-causing chemicals. Researchers don't know yet if long-term vapors will develop permanent damage to their lungs. Nicotine is addictive, and if you use it before your brain is fully developed, it won't develop right. E-cigarettes can produce more formaldehyde than an actual cigarette. Both common vaping compounds come from the alcohol family. Despite studies, nicotine has not shown to cause cancer. Now our special panel, Natalie, will answer our next question.
So I heard something about called popcorn lung. Do you know anything about that?
Popcorn lung doesn't have anything to do with popcorn, like its name suggests. Popcorn lung is something, the damage in the bronchioles, the smallest airway in your lungs. And it got its name from the chemical diacetyl. It was used in microwavable popcorn, like way back then, when they didn't know that it caused this, and the workers were exposed to it, and they got this. It's not just chemicals that can cause this. Also, infections and transplants can cause popcorn lung. And symptoms usually occur 2 to 8 weeks in, and some of them are shortness of breath, wheezing, exhaustion, and irritation. Some other chemicals that can cause it are cleaning chemicals, complex dust, and chlorine. This relates to vaping because it's linked to e-cigarettes. They tested 51 brands, and 39 out of the brands contain this chemical. And this is extremely dangerous because popcorn lung can't be cured. It can only be treated to the best of its ability to prevent it from just getting worse. And it's extremely hard to treat when it's not caught early on. Doctors, if they don't have any medical like history with this issue, they'll run tests, like they'll put tubes in your mouth, they'll take out chunks of your lung to test and see if their suspicions are correct. Some of the medication they do use to treat popcorn lung are steroids, supplemental oxygen, and things that will block inflammation. It's so much easier to just like avoid vaping so you don't have to deal with this later on in life, because it's a definite risk. Because they don't tell you what's in vapes and stuff. They just say, oh, here you go. They don't need to say. And since it's incurable, like, you really don't want to get it. Do you have any more questions?
Yes, but this one's for the host.
I might not know everything about the question, but I'll answer everything I know.
Okay, how does Juul target minors?
Juul's target minors because they know everything and sell what they bought for them, and it seems cool to them because they think it's cool to sneak around school and vape because it's so easy to hide from teachers. And they think that their popularity will rise if they vape because it's a cool thing to do because not many people do it. And because they don't really know what's in it because there's all sorts of these juices that hook you into buying them. And the nicotine in them, even though it says that there's no nicotine in it, there's always nicotine in it because why would they sell it if there's not nicotine in it? Because they're trying to hook people into buying this into their everyday life. And from when the usage of it was, what was that the kids used it a lot during school because it would just get them away from all the stress in their life because some of them had very stressful lives. Is there any more questions you have?
Yeah, my next question is about addiction.
Well, nicotine is the substance in vaping that makes gets people hooked. It like makes your brain crave it, and it's not just the nicotine that's awful, but that's what gets you hooked.
When you vape, there's no smoke or flame. The device will heat up and vaporize liquid put inside of it. People who start vaping say it's a bad habit now. One day they go to the car and they need to take a rip of their Juul.
And it's not, like, so there's been a recent, like, decline in smokers, but it's going to go up soon because people who vape in high school, they eventually switch over to traditional cigarettes.
Some kids get addicted because stores won't card people when they're buying it, when they're actually supposed to, because it's illegal.
Juul says that most of their products are an alternative to adult smokers, and they weren't intended to target minors into Juuling.
This is believable, but since they may have just made so many flavors that, well, first of all, Juul has made a lot of, like, sweet flavors that people have said, hey, this is going to be targeted towards, like, younger, like, minors and stuff. But they also could have done it to, like, just make more money because maybe some people just prefer the sweeter flavors, but they also could be lying, targeting the minors.
Juul has came out with flavors like Cool Mint, Classic Tobacco, Virginia Tobacco, Fruit Melody, and other flavors.
But Juul is a good way for smokers to quit smoking, as tobacco is a lot worse than vaping.
Yeah, you should only smoke if you're already, well, only you should only vape if you're already an adult smoker. There's this kid who lost what he said was a flash drive in McDonald's, but his mom soon figured out it wasn't a flash drive, it was a Juul. They're extremely easy to hide, and kids have been hiding them in like sleeves, like strings of a sweatshirt, since they're just so small. Another example of like how bad it's gotten is there's this 15-year-old boy who came to a school and people vaped like crazy there, and he was like a track star, and within like quickly he became really addicted to like vaping, and it's just like
other facts about e-cigarettes are, in 2015, 1 in 16 used an e-cigarette. Males, white, and Hispanics use e-cigarettes more than African Americans, females. 6 out of 10 high schoolers smokers use e-cigarettes. The amount of e-cigarette users doubled in 2014. A third of adults had used an e-cigarette. When you smoke, while your brain's still developing, it can stunt the growth of the control and learning part. Nicotine can prime young brains for other drugs. 2/3 of kids see vaping ads for Juuls, e-cigarettes, etc. E-cigarettes are supposed to help smokers get off smoking. From 2011 to 2014, high schoolers who used e-cigarettes went from 1.5 to 13.4 in middle school. From 0.6 to 3.9, vaping tactics use the same tactics that tobacco companies use. They offer kid-friendly flavors such as cotton candy, gummy bears, and Sour Patch Kids. Is there any more questions?
No, thank you for answering all my questions.
All right, thanks for watching another episode of Behind the Vapes. Bye!